USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden delivers a strong message to Russia should they invade Ukraine.
If Russia invades, there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
The Nord Stream 2 pipeline delivers Russian natural gas to Germany. Biden making those comments Monday at the White House. A shooting at a Washington grocery store is leaving one person dead and another wounded. Police say it happened at a Fred Meyer location in Richland, around 200 miles southeast of Seattle. Cops have released surveillance images of a white male pushing a grocery cart and are involved in a massive manhunt in the area. Another short-term spending bill to avert a partial government shutdown is in the works. House Democrats have introduced another continuing resolution. The government runs out of money February 18th. USA Radio News.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
A BLM founder in Tennessee is sentenced to prison.
A Black Lives Matter founder in Memphis, Tennessee is sentenced to prison for election fraud. 44-year-old Pamela Moses was sentenced to 6 years in prison for voter fraud after she illegally registered to vote, despite being on felony probation. A judge told her she was still on probation when Ms. Moses went to the corrections officers and convinced them she was off probation, then receiving the false documents.
I accept the full responsibility for my actions and that I've been held accountable. I've been in jail since December the 10th.
Moses is expected to appeal the decision. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The start of the Major League Baseball regular season is in jeopardy. MLB owners locked out players in December after both sides couldn't agree on a new labor deal. At the time, the commissioner was optimistic a deal would be reached, but the two sides haven't come to an agreement. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
On February 2nd, Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden proposed a bill aimed at preventing nonprofit organizations from supporting illegal immigration. Congressman Gooden explains the purpose of his bill on Fox and Friends.
So what we're seeing is this incentive by the U.S. government to bring more migrants across the border, and they're encouraging human smuggling and trafficking. What my bill would do is say if you're engaged in smuggling and trafficking, then we're going to defund you.
Opponents believe without nonprofit organization support, many illegal immigrants would be struggling to meet basic necessities or access their constitutional rights. Officials with Michigan's Oxford Community Schools say they didn't act negligently in dealing with a suspended high school shooter. 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly is facing over 20 felony charges for allegedly killing 4 and injuring 7 on November 30th. In a new court filing, the district saying every action taken was careful, prudent, proper, and lawful. NBC broadcasts of the opening of the Winter Olympics in Beijing drew a record low viewership of 16 million, down 43% from the 23.8 million who watched the opening ceremony of the last Winter Games in 2018. This year's ceremony was the least watched ever since NBC began broadcasting the events in 1988. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.